Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, Joe. What a speech by Trump to be able to jam that much into 18 minutes.
10 pounds of sugar in a 5-pound bag?
Exactly. Holy cow, that was incredible. And look, the problem that Trump has right now is messaging.
Yes.
It's messaging. He assumed everybody knew what he was doing and they just stopped messaging. And the reason I had Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Polling on last week was he's been doing a media tour. You know, he's getting terrible numbers for Trump on the economy. Trump, by the way, is doing great in every other category, but terrible numbers for Trump on the economy. And what he was finding was nobody has any idea what Trump's doing. People were even angry that Trump is spending all this time, you know, in foreign countries and doing what look like foreign policy things. He's cutting tariff deals. He's cutting trade deals. He's rebuilding the economy. No one had any clue because they just stopped messaging. There's no coordinated messaging campaign. If you don't listen to talk radio, you literally have no idea what's going on in this country. And it was absolutely abysmal. Now, what he's actually doing is amazing. And that's what's so frustrating for those of us who chronicle it every day. And what we're getting set up for, Lee, is what we saw in the last Trump administration. And I'll never forget it. Do you remember me talking about the stack I had? It was a foot and a half high.
Oh, yeah.
Of economic records set by Donald Trump. Smash record, smash record, smash record. Again and again and again and again. China had to unleash COVID to stop it. Or was that the Pentagon and the Democrats? Not sure. Anyway, I think it was all three. But they literally had to unleash COVID to stop him from hitting 30,000, which at the time was a massive milestone in the stock market. He's going to do it again. But when did Trump hit all these milestones last time? Because see, I actually remember this. It was not in year one. Obama had left a mess. It was not in year one. We did not begin to see them until year two. And so Trump literally is going around the world to the point where I'm afraid he's killing himself. They've got to make him take a day off. Like at least one day, just sleep. I mean, he's looking at Truth Social and he's posting at 3 a.m. I'm like, dear God, guy, I just got out of bed. I'm a lot younger than you, you know, but get some sleep and give yourself a heart attack. That's how hard he has worked. The trade deals he's cut have been amazing. And most of the stuff he's done is going to begin to hit like popcorn next year. Pop, 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 pop. Everything from prescription drug prices is going to come down. The deals he has negotiated, the trade deals, the $18 trillion of investment, all of it. The largest tax refunds ever seen in America. The total impact of the big, beautiful bill, which, Lee, we have not seen yet. That doesn't take effect until January. And so the Democrats, who literally created this inflation disaster, are out there taking advantage of the gap.
Yeah.
The fact that a lot of this hasn't hit yet, and it won't hit because the big, beautiful bill cover starts in January.
And a smart messaging move on their part. Got to give them credit.
Might as well, because Trump's asleep at the switch. Yeah. At least his administration is on this. Shame on Susie Wiles. Shame on all of them. They should be messaging better because they're getting the job done. I really think the messaging's fallen to the wayside because they're working so hard. Because that first term was stolen from them by James Comey, Russia collusion hoax. And all the Republicans who went along with it, like Trey Gowdy, who hilariously is now pretending he got to the bottom of it. I love watching his show. I just like bust out laughing sitting here. Okay, but whatever. In an alternative universe. But and all these Republicans who pushed it are now, Lindsey Graham was a key one of those, pretending that they're Trump's best friend and they didn't steal his first term from him. Well, they did. And they knew the whole damn time it was fake. They didn't care. It was the thing to do. Keep the investigations going. Destroy Trump. Destroy the term. Stop him. Trump has now got to cram two terms of economic progress in one term, and he's doing it. He's doing the work, but he forgot the messaging. And he crammed the messaging into 18 minutes last night. It really was. Newt Gingrich said an unbelievable speech, and I'm going to play parts of it. Lee, I do this for a living. There was stuff in that speech I didn't even know he'd done.
Yeah.
That's how bad the messaging is, the communication. I had no idea. And I think what they do is they put a press release out. I get them every day. And the media just ignores it for the most part and whines and complains, including Fox Business. And then, you know, nobody knows. And they think they've told people. So what I hope is that Trump's figured out here, look, just doing this one speech, it's not enough. He needs to repeat what he said yesterday over and over and over and over and over.
And everybody in the administration needs to do the same thing.
And I know this is going to sound crazy. It would help if the Republican Party would help, too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Boy, that
if there
sounds
could be
crazy,
some messaging from, like, I don't know, Republican leadership.
You know, the Speaker of the House, the, you know, Senate Majority Leader. Oh, come on, Tara. Come on now.
And, you know, if you look at the messaging, Democrats would never do this. The messaging's been really good from Mike Johnson on what the what the Republicans in Congress are doing. But
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's no messaging from them. There's no coordinated messaging on what Trump's doing.
Yeah.
People have no idea. And it was so bad in Mark Mitchell's polling for Rasmussen. People thought Trump, they see him all over the world. You know, they thought he was doing weird, poor, and policy things. No, he's rebuilding the economy. We've never had, what he's doing is what China does. China goes around the world and advocates for Chinese interests, cutting Belt and Road deals, cutting all kinds of economic deals, securing rare earth minerals, setting themselves up for the future, while Democrats were busy not only not doing that, but undermining us here in America.
But also giving themselves access to ports and bases and, and other infrastructure in places around the world, whether it's Africa, Southeast Asia, South America, Central America.
All of that has to be done.
Yeah.
Just the basics of what would a president do who wanted to build an economy? It hasn't been done, and it needs to be done. In fact, I would say it has not been done in my lifetime, really. I mean, George W. Bush didn't do it either. Yeah. So that's why you can go out and in less than a year cut $18 trillion to trade deals. Nobody bothered before. It just simply wasn't done.
Yeah.
And the other thing he's doing here, Lee, this is so important because I've been doing this. Since he was running on this, the one mistake he made, and I've been saying this throughout the year, was saying, I'm going to fix prices right away.
Yeah.
You I'm going to fix. Yeah. You can't. And he would conflate that with, oh, I'm going to fix inflation right away. Well, people think inflation and prices are the same thing.
Right.
They're not.
No.
He has fixed inflation.
Yes.
It is he's at a historically low inflation right now of around 2.5%. That's good.
Which is close to what the accepted financial theory is. Mm-hmm. Around 2% is actually the goal, but yes, we're getting there.
Anything between 2 and 3 is fine. Right. When you start to get to 2.8, 2.9, then, like, you know, that's the warning signals go off. He's got it at 2.5. Historically normal, sure, I'd love to be at 2. I agree with you. But he hasn't explained this. He has brought inflation down. He cannot bring prices down, except in a few narrow categories, like something weird was going on with eggs. Why? Because Biden was running around slaughtering chickens for no reason.
Right.
They were trying to get avian flu started so they could have another COVID is what they were doing. They're trying to scare people. They were killing chickens, it turns out, for like literally no reason. And that's that was a government-created, Democrat-created disaster. So Trump ended that. And gas prices come down a little. It's good. That's going to get better with all of the drilling that's been expedited here. And also the natural gas drilling that's been expedited here. You're going to see this hit in year two and year three. It's going to be phenomenal. History is prelude. We saw it in the last Trump administration. He just did so much, he forgot. He loves this country so much. You can see what he does. I criticize him when he's bad. But, man, he has busted his ass for us.
I have never seen an administration move at the speed.
No, I haven't either.
And you look at you've seen administrations who've been concentrating on maybe social justice or the economy or defense or whatever. But this administration is moving at warp speed on every single issue. Now, you know, obviously folks are going to have disagreements with exactly what the end goal is and how we get there. That's what goes on in the world. But still, the amount of speed and the breadth of which this administration is working on the challenges that face this country is stunning.
Yes.
We've never seen anything like this. Heck, J.F. Kennedy, as young as he was as a president, didn't move at this speed.
No. I've been saying, I'm afraid he's going to kill himself trying to save this country.
Well,
I don't mean that as a downer. I'm literally worried about his health. That's how hard he's working. I see it every day because I watch the news cycle all day long.
One quick point, and I'm glad you mentioned that, the news cycle. That's and you sort of alluded to this. I think that's part of the Trump problem, is that he is in a world where he hears what Fox says, he hears what CNN says, he hears what, you know, is being covered in the news. And I think that he makes comments sometimes that if you are right on top of things like you and other national personalities are in this business, and somebody that is very connected to the news and the politics and the immediacy of what's going on, you know exactly what he's talking about. But the average American, or even the slightly above average American consumer, news consumer, is not really clued into what he's talking about.
No. No, he did that with the H-1B visa comments.
Yes.
That was an absolute disaster. Because in his mind, he's already attached a $100,000 fee for just the application. Doesn't mean you're getting approved, right?
Right.
And then you had the H-1B visa applications slam into a wall, right? Like they just stopped. Well, he assumes everyone knows he did that.
Yeah.
Nobody knew he did that.
Right.
He goes on Laura Ingraham and she's asking him about, you have to bring these H-1Bs into these factories. He assumes she's talking about the Arizona factory. He can't think of another one where they're bringing in a bunch of H-1Bs. Well, we have to bring the Taiwanese in because we're moving chip manufacturing of our most complex chips from Taiwan to here, you have to bring them for a couple of years to set the factory up and train the workers.
So that's the only place where they were doing this on a mass scale.
And he's like, well, we have to bring them in. You know, they're smart. We got to bring them in. We need the knowledge. Well, he's right. But he didn't realize no one had the background to understand what he was talking about. And understand what he did in Arizona. It's actually hilarious. He has Taiwanese workers coming here and training Americans. Mm-hmm. So instead of foreigners, Americans training their replacements to replace them, he's got the replacements coming in to train the Americans to do the jobs. He's reversed that in Arizona. It's hilarious.
The script has been flipped.
Yeah, nobody, so that we can begin making these chips here again instead of in Taiwan. That protects them from Chinese predation and really takes away the reason for China to take that island and steal that tech. That's what they want. He assumed everybody knew. Nobody had a clue. I don't even figure it out for a couple of days. What the heck is he doing? So the good news, though, is that he has brought in Dick Morris. Remember Clinton's old advisor? One of the best messengers of my lifetime and most disciplined. And he's working with him. And I hope they'll keep Dick Morris on and keep Trump disciplined because he's got to sell this now every single day. Mm-hmm. But the thing that Trump said yesterday, some of them were amazing. And I want to let you know what they were. We've got a loaded plate today. Stick around. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.